Ann Coulter, Jeffrey Epstein may have blackmail material on elites with cameras all over his mansions. By Robert Krajicek on July 10, 2019. Jeffrey Epstein may have blackmail material related to the sexual proclivities of powerful men, speculated Ann Coulter during a Tuesday interview on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host John Hayward. He seems to have blackmail material, said Coulter. There are cameras all over his mansions. He asks the girls to come to him and report on the sexual proclivities of all these powerful men. So, you know, you can see why I despair of him ever being brought to justice. Listen. There were a lot of really powerful men, businessmen and Hollywood figures, that spent time with Jeffrey Epstein, noted Mansour. Coulter replied, and international leaders and politicians. That's why I think the biggest question is, who is funding all this? It seems, I'm not saying that this is true, one of my theories was that Jeffrey Epstein was like the concierge for the underage sex ring. And rich men would pay him to go to Orgy Island or down to Palm Beach or New York. And he'd arrange sexual liaisons, and they'd pay him to have all these places. He was just like the concierge of these places, getting the girls there. Coulter continued, but I don't think there are that many billionaires who have this particular weird sexual fetish. This isn't normal. So you need both, hundreds of millions of dollars, a weird sexual fetish, and you're willing to pay Jeffrey Epstein. So it does make you think that there could be a state sponsor behind this. Again, I don't think it's Russia, but let's say it is to keep the left interested. Former Palm Beach State Attorney Barry Krischer, a Democrat, opted against charging Jeffrey Epstein after local authorities delivered evidence to him, explained Coulter. The Palm Beach police have this beautiful case wrapped up in a bow. Deliver it to the state prosecutor because everything that the girls were describing, and everything the police were investigating is, in fact, a state crime, said Coulter. You may wonder how a federal prosecutor, U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta, comes into this, at all. Well, that's because the state prosecutor, a big Democrat who had spent 3 years pursuing Rush Limbaugh for back medication, his name is Barry Krischer, he is the true villain of this case. And it is interesting to me how he has been completely dropped out of the case by the media, including in stories from the New York Times and the Daily Beast. Coulter continued, nobody knows what happens in a grand jury room except the prosecutor. As he's presenting the evidence, despite all this evidence, the grand jury returns only a single count against Epstein for solicitation of prostitution. Nothing about minors, nothing about lewd and lascivious contacts. Absolutely no prison time, whatsoever. Just, okay, you're sentenced to probation, which, by the way, as we know in Epstein's case meant absolutely nothing. Ostensibly nonpartisan and politically objective news media outlets are now deceptively attempting to link Epstein to President Donald Trump after years of avoiding developments related to Epstein, highlighted Coulter. Yeah, they can all get on their high horses, now. But wow, it's been 14 years, and we didn't hear a peep out of the media. And we didn't hear a peep out of the Southern District of New York office, remarked Coulter. It's only because they think they have this Trump connection. Which is why, don't tell anyone, I think that part of it is insane. Coulter remarked, if you wanted to turn this into a partisan issue, this is definitely more of a Democrat scandal than a Republican scandal. But I just wouldn't, personally, pitch it in those terms, at all. It's monstrous behavior, there's some guilt on both sides. But it is just the establishment and the elites allowing the least among us to be really horribly abused and pushed under the rug, just as with the grooming gangs in the UK. Coulter rejected claims of Epstein's wealth originating from legitimate investments. The question hanging out there that the media keeps blowing over, well, where does his money come from? Asked Coulter. Can we get to the bottom of that? Because wherever the money comes from, it's already shut down two prosecutions. And I'm not that confident that a year from now anybody is going to know his name and he won't be back in Palm Beach on Lolita Island. Apparently there's a lot of money behind this guy, and we don't know where it's coming from. The one thing everyone agrees on is, it doesn't come from what he claims it comes from. Oh, I'm just a very good investor, that's BS. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Prajcik on Twitter.